Blog Talk Radio.
Dove Knight, I'm here to talk to you.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. I apologize for the little delay. I wanted to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and who deserves it. Now, congratulations to all the people who got in there, like the Foo Fighters and Tina Turner and Carole King and Jay-Z and, you know, and all the others, like L.A. Cool J and Randy Rhoads, and those are some of the great legendary names. And Run Green, yeah. There's some impressive names. Yes, there is. You know, I just wanted to say that, in my opinion, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, I know they select through picking and so on, but in my opinion, I feel that all the professionals who release music over years of time, release albums, who got an album out, or really struggle and play their music for years, we all deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, regardless if we get the actual honor. Fortunately, while there's choices they make to people who actually get it, but remember, in my opinion, to look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for what it is, a symbol of all the blood, sweat, and tears of the singing on stage, doing, making demos, writing songs, making music, playing the keyboard, playing the guitar, etc. And I feel I deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame simply because I've been doing it for years, just like all the ones who made it. And because we, you know, we paid our dues. Of course, the ones who get the actual honor are the ones who got millions of fans and so on. And that's great, too. That's good, you know. It's all good, but I feel I deserve it, too. Everybody deserves it who's a musician and worked very hard to make music, who dedicated their life. I mean, it's really a process of really seeing the whole effort of playing and enjoying music and writing it, and to pull their album out and to get it out to people worldwide and to do it for years. We all deserve it. All musicians, whether they're big, known or unknown, professional, indie level, we all deserve it. That's what I feel. And by the ones who get it, and including the inductees that were mentioned this yesterday, was it? Congratulations. I mean, they definitely deserve it. They are talents. They're legends. But remember, sometimes the legends are also the ones who didn't get into it yet. I mean, they really got a lot of really great musicians who reached the big time and who reached millions or sold millions of records and are so talented who have not been recognized. They can play their guitar, they can sing, they can write a lyric, and I hope that they get them too. But remember everybody who writes and plays music, regardless, they all are unsung heroes of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whether they get the actual honor or not. So that's my forte on it. I mean, because I work very hard. When someone would live on the street or someone struggle and write or whatever, or you deserve it. It includes all the songwriters too, all the musicians. I'm just telling it like it is because, you know, when I look at the great Tina Turner, I was like, she definitely deserves, she's a rock and roll, all the blood, sweat, and tears she done. But when I look at the Foo Fighters, they deserve it. I mean, and I think that's amazing what they were growing, you know, going from Nirvana to Foo Fighters getting it twice. That's a huge honor. But I'm just saying in general, the ones who don't get, even the ones who never get the actual honor in their lifetime or at all, and who put blood, sweat, and tears playing and making music and professionally and got it out there and dedicate their lives like me and you to music, including the celebrities, including the ones who get in there. They deserve it. They deserve the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame too. And I just say it belongs to everybody. So, my congratulations to Foo Fighters, the Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Carole King, Tom Rundgren, Tina Turner, Clarence Avant, Uncle Jay, Billy Preston, Randy Rhoads. They all deserve it. We all deserve it. Because a lot of musicians and artists have ups and down lives, you know. The big stars, the celebrities, the, you know, they have the good lives, the luxuries. But there's the musicians like others who, like me and you, are ones who are coming to New York or to Hollywood or to Nashville and struggle and still struggling. But they play their guitars and they play their instruments. They make demos. They're out there busting their butts. And they continue to play and sing and write because they're dedicated to it. You know, I am a professional level artist, you know, and so is you who make music or make albums. And I'm going to leave it there. So my congrats to all the ones who get the actual honor, but my motto, the story is everybody who released albums over the years, who pay their dues, who released several albums, who write all the time, sing, and dedicate their lives to the area of music. You deserve that honor as well, even if you don't get recognized for it. This is important that we recognize ourselves. And that's my motto for the story. And like I always say, may your day be good, like I hope mine's be good, or your wishes or dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. Because we're all equal, in my opinion, on a spiritual level. And with that, I'll talk to you soon. And congratulations to us all, because we're all Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Known, unknown, musicians or professional who make albums, pay your dues. You deserve it. If you don't get it from the actual Hall of Fame, recognize yourselves. It's important that we recognize ourselves. Good night.